Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Randy Davis. I'm the owner of the Better Mattress in Denver, Colorado.
Awesome. So can you just tell me like what the Better Mattress is and how the idea came about for it?
Well, you know, I've been in the sleep industry for 35 years. So, you know, started back in the days of the waterbed days. So probably a little bit predate you, but, you know, it came along because of one, just having tremendous success with a lot of the companies that I did run, but then when COVID hit, just got a little tired of working the corporate life, and you know my vendors kept bugging me to open up my own location, so I did, and that's where we are right now.
Awesome. So I guess like obviously you're in a very competitive space. So what, like, how do you separate yourself from your competition?
Big thing is that you know a lot of the bedding industry is as big as it is. It's very saturated. It's almost a little bit, I'm a big movie guy as well. It kind of reminds me of Hollywood where everybody keeps running, trying to make the same movies over and over and over again. So our biggest niche, our business model is that we carry a lot of products that basically our competitors do not have. A big trend with bedding, with a lot of products, obviously, is online stuff. But sleep is so important that even though consumers are buying mattresses online, they're not trying them yet. And so there's about a 30% return ratio on people that just buy beds online versus trying them before they buy it. So we have the fortunate pleasure of having a lot of the top online brands set exclusively in our showroom. So companies like Helix and Tuft & Needle and, you know, Bear, those guys. So it's worked really well.
So I guess like how do you attract new customers in 2024?
You know, the big thing now, gone are the days of newspaper and a lot of, you know, radio's never been that huge for the bedding industry, but social media is the biggest content, and not just static, but video content, you know, reels and shorts and all of those things. YouTube is great, but you know, the attention span for the average consumer right now is so short. So, but they would rather just see a quick little reel than anything else. So that's a big, huge plus for us.
So do you have like influencers locally that come into the showroom and record videos, or what does that look like for you?
Not yet. You know, we do, you know, a lot of the videos that we do, some are from our own vendors. They provide the video content for us, but we also do our own video stuff. We have a little episode called Pillow Talk Tuesday that we do every Tuesday to introduce new products and new things that we have kind of our own little cult following, but it's, so it's those things. And then one of my employees, she's bilingual, so she does a lot of stuff for the Spanish community as well.
Awesome. So I think in the industry, there's obviously challenges in the sense of like, how often does somebody actually need like a new mattress, for example? So how are you able to, I guess, really focus on a customer lifetime value? Like if somebody buys a mattress, like accessories, things like that, getting your customers to keep coming back and buying those other things and just buying more things from you.
Yeah. You know, the good news is that everybody sleeps. So it's, there's, you know, it's recession proof, it's depression proof, all of those things. And on a yearly basis, the average, it's about 10% of the populace changes mattresses all the time. And sleep deprivation is the number one concern in the world. So the, you know, the industry by far in the summertime between literally May through October is the busiest time of the year because a lot of people get exposed to a better night's sleep because they go on vacation and they sleep in a better bed and then they go home and sleep in their crappy mattress. And then it's like the light bulb that comes off, or just people moving, you know, they moving, going to school, those things. But more and more so now, and this is again a testament to social media, that consumers can get a stronger education on sleep now and understand the importance of why it is important to recharge your battery, because you do sleep a third of your life. So a lot of that does it makes it easier for us not to have to, you know, search and find them. They're looking more for us.
For sure. Yeah. But like, do you sell like other accessories too, or you're just focused on mattresses mostly?
No, we're one of we try to do the whole system. It's not just about the rectangle, so to speak. We do protectors, different types of variations of sheets from microfiber all the way up to Egyptian cotton, you know, robes, slippers, duvets, everything. So we're the complete sleep package.
What would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in the business today?
Well, the biggest challenge somewhat is, you know, obviously everybody's always still concerned about the economy and what's going on. Competition is healthy for any industry. So not necessarily worried about that. I guess if there was maybe the one small thing in the world, which I think a lot of businesses have to deal with, is there's a lot of people that want a job, but nobody wants to work. So, you know, just finding that passionate type of associate that basically shows up and takes pride of ownership in what they do, that's always going to be a struggle, regardless of the industry, in my opinion.
Like, what is work for you to find those, like, you know, you could say A players in your company?
Well, part of it is, you know, because I've been in the industry so long, and so my staff is very tenured as well. We have about 60 years worth of experience in our store. So we know a lot of people in our industry. It's kind of like a circle. So if we have an opportunity to find somebody that has been in our industry that we know that has those traits that I was just talking about, we look for those first, but also looking for individuals that are, again, service oriented, whether from the restaurants or, you know, we just had a young man that just came. He's just literally 2 weeks out of the Marine Corps that's looking to start his career. Just guys that want to make a difference and are seizing the opportunity to embrace something new. That's what we look for. And so a lot of conversations, you know, a lot of patience and listening, but also expressing our vision about what we want.
For sure. So obviously that you have, you know, like your retail locations, but do you do direct to consumer? Like, do you ship products across the country? Like, what does that look like for you?
We do. Even though our website is designed for e-commerce, again, we focus more on try it before you buy it. But as I said, because our products are so less saturated in the market, we literally have consumers that come in. We had a guy the other day from Helix. He had a layover in Denver, came in with his luggage because they were building a house in Maine, and we direct shipped 6 mattresses to them in Maine, but we just delivered some to Florida, to San Francisco. So a lot of the vendors that we carry, we can do both. We can direct ship to consumers, and we can obviously do in-house.
But I guess, like, how do people in those states even find out about you in Colorado?
You know, part of it, again, is the because of social media, and a lot of our vendors have store dealer locators. So, you know, if you put the X product near you, in a lot of cases that may not pop up, but you know, when it is social media and it is and you're running things like on YouTube or TikTok or whatever, they can find you. You know, it's a little interesting for me because as a Black owned businessman, I'm the only Black owned mattress retailer in the Western United States. So that's another big part that we do have. A lot of the Black community is trying to seek out to support Black business.
That's amazing. So obviously now we're in 2024. So like, what is sort of like on the vision board? Like, what are you really just trying to accomplish in 2024 for the Better Mattress?
Well, first and foremost, one is expansion, because we're a brand new company. We've been in business for a year and a half, but we're already the top rated sleep shop in Denver. So we're looking to expand. We're about to open up our third location here in a couple months, another one by the end of the year. And our goal ultimately is to have 8 locations here in Denver by the end of 2025.
So is your vision, obviously, for 2025, you're still focused on Denver, but I guess, like, if you talk about bigger picture, I'm in Texas. Like, are you thinking about maybe expanding other places across the country? Or like, what does that look like for the business?
Yeah, you know, again, because I've been in the industry for so long, I mean, there is a notion to do that. And we may, from a franchise type of situation, take that down the road. But like anything else, from a business standpoint, we don't want to try to get ahead of ourselves. We want to make sure that when we open for the right reasons, not the wrong, because too many businesses try to expand too quick and then they fold. So we're, you know, at one point in time when I ran a company called Mattress King here in Denver, we had 70 locations, and that was more than enough. So, yeah. You know, 8 to 10 is fine for me for right now.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously you have, you know, large competitors in the space, like a Mattress Firm that, you know, are typically on every corner. I mean, is that, I guess if you want to talk about bigger vision, is that something that you want to kind of be in the future, or are you like more focused on, like, as you said, like kind of this, like not being in as many like locations, but I guess, I don't know, being, I guess you could say like a smaller business.
Well, we want to be strategically in areas where it's important to be. Yes, our industry, because there was a lot of, especially with, you know, and I work for Mattress Firm. They bought our company out back in 2014, like anything else during their expansion. So I was a national director for those guys for 5 years. But the hard part about it is when you have so many sleep shops in a close proximity, especially in there, and they're all carrying 80, if not 90% of all the same products, it does a disservice to the consumer, one, because they keep seeing the same stuff. And then it does a disservice to the sales associates because they're just trading dollars and they're not really being as authentic as they need to be and servicing the customer the best way they should. So that being said, we want to be in areas that, A, number one, that our products are valuable for, but also at the same time that not a problem with, again, having competition, but at the same breath, being in areas where it's a little bit more convenient and not on top of each other all day long, trying to focus in some of those areas where mattress stores are not.
For sure. So if somebody right now is looking to get like a new mattress, like how would you recommend that somebody goes about that process, you know, coming into your store? How do they find the perfect mattress for them?
Well, the one thing that I always recommend when it comes, there's, you know, 8 out of 10 people have no idea what they're sleeping on. I bet if I asked you right now, Dan, what are you sleeping on? You probably wouldn't know what it is, you know, but
queen size, that's all I know.
There you go. So the first part of it is understanding that, you know, any mattress, regardless of the brand, you should always want to rotate or exchange every at least 8 to 12 years because of the depression of the mattress, but from a health conscious wise, you put about 20 pounds worth of dead skin and 26 gallons worth of sweat in your mattress every 10 years. So apologize, we're in my store right now. So, so that's one thing. But as a consumer, if you go in, just knowing that how you sleep is more important than what you're sleeping on is the biggest key. So understanding that firmness and support are two different things. Most of us sleep on our side or our stomach. So getting something that has good support, but also relieves pressure is really the best benefit for you. So firm beds, if we all needed a firm mattress, we wouldn't need mattresses at all. We could just sleep on the floor and just imagine doing that for a third of your life, you know, or let alone just 10 hours out of the day, how your body would feel. So those are those big recommendations. And then, you know, again, don't be afraid to try new things as well. Just because you came in looking for one thing doesn't necessarily mean that's what you have to end up when you walk out.
So do you do like a lot of customizations? For example, if you have couples and maybe there's some mattresses now, like one side is like the one way and the other side is like a different way. Like, how does that work in the business?
Yeah, you know, especially in king sizes, because you can do two twin extra longs or a dual king. So if there's, you know, obviously people come in all different shapes and sizes. So that is still very popular when it comes to, you know, maybe an individual needs a firmer feel and the other one likes a little bit more of a plush feel. So that happens a lot. It's not as, in my opinion, doable when you have one particular mattress that is, I don't know. I take it back. I mean, there's smart beds and we carry some like that. And Sleep Number is one of those manufacturers that, you know, you can change and regulate your comfort style based on your body preference. But those are great. But, you know, again, it's still machinery. Things break down. So, you know, then it becomes kind of problematic. But yeah, but that there's the options out there for everybody to do that.
For sure. So what would you say is like your top priority for the business in the next few months?
Top priority, to be honest with you, is like anything else, is making sure that we continue to grow, that part of even with our name, The Better Mattress, is not necessarily always just geared towards the consumer. It's geared towards my staff. I really wanted to, when we started this, I wanted to make sure that the work-life balance of what we do, retail is tough no matter what it is. So having an opportunity where my people can enjoy coming to work, having an environment that is fun to work for, and then still being able to enjoy their family and friends is key. So as long as we stay true to that, to be honest with you, I don't care how fast or how short we grow. I just want to make sure that, you know, we enjoy what we do.
It's amazing. So obviously now in 2024 that many companies are looking for the use case of AI. So does The Better Mattress use AI in the business? And if not, like, where do you think maybe AI could add value in 2024?
AI is coming a lot, especially with social media, with marketing. Just from the content of what of putting things out there that maybe sound a little bit better. Obviously now video AI is becoming the big thing. So if we are going to continue this road with video content, it's scary. One of my marketing guys have already made a AI avatar of me. and I was watching myself, I kind of turned it off pretty quick, but it's coming, you know, and it's already there. And obviously people are a little concerned about it, but I think from a marketing standpoint, AI has a lot of benefits. Plus, you know, it's good for analytics as well, as far as it can track what you're doing and how you're doing and what the trends are in a very short period of time. So to not use it would be foolish.
But have you thought about AI, for example, for like a chat feature to help your customers pick out or customize a mattress online, things like that?
I think down the road, that's going to be something that is very doable. The only problem with that in certain cases that, you know, you can manipulate it, obviously, for the consumer. You know, if it's a certain brand or product, it's always going to end up regardless of what's going in there. Hey, try this bed, you know, whatever. we'd rather recommend, again, based on what you've said, this is how you sleep. Now, when you go in, this is what we recommend, but not necessarily pinpointing one particular mattress, because again, shape, sizes, all that stuff, all changes.
Makes sense. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started the Better Mattress?
You know, I guess between the politics that comes to opening up a small business is it's difficult. You know, there's a lot of, rhetoric or hype about people, you know, governments and companies and people wanting to support small business. But until you're in business literally for a couple of years, nobody really wants to talk to you. So, you know, and capital obviously for any business is going to be the biggest part for a startup. And when it's hard to have that type of accessibility, that's where a lot of businesses fail, because they just can't sustain what's going on. So, you know, probably more than anything else, the understanding full well that how much personal income is going to be spent out before you can, as you continue to grow, is the one thing that I think any small business needs to wrap their mind around and stay calm.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
Well, a year from now, we'll be double the size. I think we will be, we're probably having some of my competitors a little irritated with me just because we are taking a lot of their business share away, which is fine. But continuing to roll out our vision and, I know a year from now, we won't be exactly where we want to be, but we will be much farther ahead about where we are. I think our presence will be a lot more stronger, not only just in the Denver metro area, but literally throughout the country about who we are and what we are.
Amazing. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media?
Sure.
I guess best ways to get in contact.
Yeah, our website is www.thebettermattress.com. So pretty easy there. And then, you know, you can probably find me, whether it be on LinkedIn or Facebook or any of those, but the website is probably the easiest way to do it. Or just go to, if you type in, you know, the Better Mattress on online in Denver, you'll see both our locations and all our information's there. So, and as I said, we have a strong tenured staff. So we, we're here to help any consumer with whatever sleep needs that they have.
Awesome. Well, Randy, thank you so much for your time today, and we're rooting for you guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Have a good one.